Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio, 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your heart. And that's the truth, Root. Here I am. Am I here? You know it. It, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter, the matters they platter. And that's the truth.
This is the Greenville Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGSC, Akron, Catskill, and Hudson.
Very good.
Meow. We recommend this station.
Tune in the City of Hudson swearing-in ceremony live on the radio Wednesday, January 1st at 2 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. The swearing-in ceremony of the 2020 City of Hudson elected officials is at Hudson Hall and broadcast live on the radio at 2 p.m. Wednesday, January 1st at 90.7 FM. It'll be a swearing-in ceremony for Kamal Johnson, the first ever African-American mayor elected in the City of Hudson. Plus, Tom DiPietro, the Common Council President. Those are both WGXC volunteer programmers. Also getting sworn in is Rebecca Wolf as alderperson from the 1st Ward, Jane Trombley as alderperson from the 1st Ward, Tiffany Griga, alderperson from the 2nd Ward, Dewan Sauer from alderperson from the 2nd Ward, Calvin Lewis, an alderperson from the 3rd Ward, Shashal Mizan, alderperson from the 3rd Ward, Malaki Walker is an alderperson from the 4th Ward, John Rosenthal is an alderperson from the 4th Ward, Eileen Halloran is the alderperson from the 5th Ward, and Dominic Moranti is also alderperson from the 5th Ward. Also, mayoral appointee Michael Comedes will be sworn in as mayoral aide. Peter Bougineau as commissioner of public works. Peter Volkman, the commissioner of police, will also be sworn in Wednesday, January 1st, 2 p.m. at Hudson Hall on Warren Street in Hudson, and on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Good morning. Good, happy, blessed, healthy, happier, more prosperous new year to all of you bright-siders out there. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, back at you with this from our girl, Miss Mandisa. Okay, maybe not. This is not how we're going to start. Okay. Let's try this again. Anyway, I'm just excited to be back again because we're in a new decade and we're in a new year. And I don't know what side of that argument you might be on, but I do want to say that I'm counting for 10 years in the 2020s is a new decade, 2020 to 2009. We don't know what the year is going to hold, just like I didn't know that the equipment was going to fight with me today. But we're gonna do what we do. We're gonna figure this out for you. We got some other alternatives around here. So let me try and check that out. But yeah, beloved, how was your new year? How was your new year? Did you see the ball drop? Some of us usually miss that after a certain age. Remember those years when you would stay up until the ball dropped or maybe even be out there in Times Square? But now, I did a little different kind of a ball drop. I was having a ball over at the Bliss and just had some good time and good fellowship with good people over there. And Sister Tiffany, who's being sworn in again, I think for the third or the fourth time, our majority leader, getting sworn today. She was out there with us, and shout out to her and her daughter celebrating a birthday today. Yeah, so that's been going on for me. And what is happening with you? Oh, my goodness. You know, we hear some news that's kind of troubling and disturbing. Shootout in a church in Texas. Let's pray for them, you know, starting off this new year. But we have exciting news right here. And you heard it in the promos. Pardon me. And that is that our first Black American mayor is being sworn in today. And the whole community is so excited about that. Even those who didn't vote for him, I guess, are excited about that to see what kind of mayor he's going to be. Certainly, he's going to need all of our support and all of our prayers. And excuse me. Hallelujah. We are going to certainly offer that to him. And look forward to being that at the swearing in today at the Hudson Hall on Warren Street. If you're in the area, come on down and join us, you know. I know he'd be happy to see you there and to hear from you and shake your hand. Give him a chance. Don't inundate him with too many questions and too many issues because it's going to take him a little minute to get in it. But, yeah, we're gonna be praying for him. I'm in here messing with dials and things because I'm not understanding why I can't get my music on. Ah. So, is it going to be talk radio for the hour? We're going to find out. I do have a surprise caller calling in at some point in this morning. And we want to chop it up with him a little bit, too. So, we're going to see how we, let me see if I can get this thing going on this one. And, I had all this good stuff planned. Well, that ain't going to work. I hear it on my end, but I don't hear it on your end. All right. All right. Now I can't shut it up. No, I was trying. All right, beloved. I was trying to do it over here. All right. So I got some assistance from our station manager here, Miss Lynn. I want to give her a shout out and thank God for her coming on today and opening up the door. Do y'all hear Miss Mandisa back there? I should just put the mic to my speaker.
Yeah, that won't. This cable doesn't work in here.
Can we do it over here? So what else is going on out there? All right. Well, at least I got her to shut up. Okay, I'm moving this way, she's moving that way. We're going to see what happens here. So what else is going on? It's been, you know, this whole season of Christmas and then Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and New Year's, and there's so many things that are going on, and you're here and you're there and you're everywhere. And, you know, you kind of get to the point out for New Year's Day and you can exhale a little bit, right? You can get a little bit of rest. I'm looking forward to that on tomorrow. Can we do it through here? Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to that for tomorrow. But I am grateful that everybody on my end is in good health and sound mind. And I hope so for you, too. All right. I think we may have it. No, we don't. I just hear static. Oh, well then let's see if we can get this party started. Oh. See, that's why she gets the big bucks, y'all. I think maybe we got this thing going. Yeah. But we have static in the line, too. This was my second choice, y'all, but it's appropriate. There's a little cycle going on around here. I was on a roll going out of 2019. No technical difficulties, but that's okay. We're going to get them behind us in 2020 as of today. So that going forward, we done. This is Cycles, Mr. Jonathan McReynolds, for your listening pleasure. You're here with Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist. We don't quit in the dip.
Cause I feel that it's coming back up again. Must be something I ate. Some song, some show, some hate. The devil wants to extend the game. Free throws. And when it ends, he wants to make the sequel. Cause if he has another chance, he feels like he can take my joy, my peace, my faith. See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles. But I'm not going inside.
No, I think we're just going to have to.
Yeah, there's something wrong with our connection.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the connections here today. If my voice was good enough, I'd sing it for you because we got Miss Mandisa going for you. Good news. And, all right, so here, yeah, we're just gonna talk it through.
Okay.
All right. You wanna be I don't know if I can still use that because let's see if it's gonna give us that static again. Yes, it is. And we don't know why it's doing that. So we're just gonna talk about good stuff. How about that? As my good friend here and mentor is walking around in the studio trying to get it together for us. No, I'm not hearing the buzz now. Okay, we're going to try this. We're going to see if this will work. Well, by George, I think she got it. She's due for a raise, y'all. What I'm talking about, break all these crazy cycles. Did y'all pray? I felt prayers coming through from me. I want you to know I felt them. I started praying myself. Break all these cycles, my goodness. I thank you, God, for coming through, and thank you, Miss Lynn, too. I want to share this this devotional that someone sent me yesterday. I think it was Sister Arlene, the First Lady at State Street. It says, look both ways. Look both ways. Listen up. We give you all our hopes and dreams for the future. Purify them by your spirit so that our wills shall truly reflect your will for us. As we come into the threshold of another year, encourage us by our successes of the past and challenge us by the power of your word. Guide us by the presence of your Holy Spirit. With confidence in God, we can look back and look ahead and walk boldly into this new year. The victories of the past give us courage for the future. Amen. The victories of the past give us courage for the future. I want to share that and send that out there to all of our young elected officials, many of them. I think all of them are probably younger than me. But I send that out there to you and congratulate you on your success. And we know you're going to bring us your best, and we're going to do what we can do. We're not going to just sit back and rest. All right. Listen up. I believe God is doing a great work, and I want to share that with you, too. This is Mr. Brian William Wilson Courtney.
And you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps, so you can walk into your seats. He that has begun
a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. To bless the world as it flows.
He that has begun
a great work
in you
is faithful to perform it.
God is faithful to perform.
Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
God is doing a great work.
So what should be considered as we proceed is that this work did not begin with you. Our mothers' mothers and fathers' fathers planted seeds when we were but the faint notion of a dream in their mind. They hoped for a harvest, a legacy, a great work. So may your next step forward help us to connect the dots and see this picture.
That is my dedication to our 2020 elected officials being sworn in today. God is doing a great work. Don't get discouraged. You are the answer to prayers of our ancestors, your ancestors. And God is doing something great. Can you feel it in the atmosphere? Yeah, we don't get resistance when God ain't up to something. But God is up to something. So, amen. As we say, don't quit in the dip just because there's a little bit of resistance. You got to keep pushing and pressing and making your way. I have another song that I had the newly elected officials, Malachi, who I have had the pleasure of knowing since he was a teenager. He and my son went to school together here in Hudson High and played football together. And so, so I had him and Tiffany and Kamal in my thoughts in particular as I was thinking of songs to share today. So I have another song that I'd like to offer up as a dedication to you all. And this one, I was going to say something, but I'm going to let the song talk for itself. It's titled, I Give Myself Away. I Give Myself Away So You Can Use Me. This is by Mr. William McDowell.
So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am. Thank you.
listening to WGXC Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, 90.7 FM. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, with Mr. William McDowell, and I give myself away so you can use me. I hope somebody gets that message that needs to hear that message, because when you step into the public arena and you start to be a servant of the people, it is about giving yourself away and letting God use you for a greater good. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I am just a little tired. I got in about 3 a.m. this morning and was up for our prayer line at 7. So, I'm a little bit tired, but I'm going to push it on through, push to the promise and give God the praise. This is an exciting day, start of a new decade, a start of a new era. I'm excited. And we got some dynamic people leading here in the city of Hudson. I have a song I want to share as well. like I said, I had all these young people in my thoughts. I had you in my thoughts too, listeners. I hope it's blessing you, my Brightside family, and our WGXC friends and visitors. But this next one is by Mr. Kirk Franklin, and he's got a music message I want to share. And this one is titled Silver and Gold. Silver and Gold. This is my song. This is my story. Oh, you know what? Maybe it ain't time for Kirk yet, because Mr. Wilson was still playing. Well, we're gonna stop him and get Kirk going so that we don't have a double thing going on here. I think we're going to stop him. I thought we stopped him. Well, you know what they tell us, to keep it professional and don't let y'all know everything that's going on out here. But I'm telling you something. I'm on with the transparency today. Oh, my gosh. I see. Yes, I see you, Mr. Kirk. I see you. Here we go.
And I don't know what type of car you drive, and I don't know how big your house is and how big your checkbook is. But you know what? There comes a point in time in your life that you're going to realize that I don't care how much silver and gold you have. I've made up my mind that I'd rather... Oh, I wish I could get a witness in here. I said I'd rather... Honey, you can take your Mercedes, you can take your big house, you can take your fancy clothes, but give me Jesus. Anybody here want to have a little church? I heard the Bible say, what profit in a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Baby, I don't know about you, but right now, give me
silver and gold.
Yes, sorry, Bobby. He does it for me. I want to give snaps and claps to Mr. Kirk Franklin. You know, when he put that record out, Kirk Franklin and Family, back in the 90s, I know he had no idea where God was going to take him. But now he's got all the silver and gold and the Benzes and everything else. And he has just been doing a wonderful work in music and in being an ambassador. Yeah, so snaps and claps. He celebrates his 24th wedding anniversary this year, January 20th. So 1/20 of 2020. Mr. Kirk Franklin and Miss Tammy, congratulations on getting close to that quarter century mark. And thank you for what you're doing, and just keep on doing what you do. Rather have Jesus than silver and gold. All right, so keeping with our theme of encouraging, encouraging our elected officials, this song is from Mr. Travis Green, and we heard him a little minute ago, but this one is called Made a Way, Made a Way. He made a way. Yes, he did. Here we go.
You by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way.
Backs were against the wall,
and it looked
as if
Well, beloved, God made a way. He made a way for us to get the static off the line and the music flowing and things going. And our special secret caller has called in. Are you there? Are you there, Mr. Mayor?
I'm here.
Well, we are happy, excited, and delighted to have you on the line with us today. And, you know, you're no stranger to the WGXC community, the Columbia County community. But we might have some bright side listeners that don't know you much or much about you. And I want to just share a little bit about what I know about you, that you grew up here in Hudson. You're a longtime community advocate, that you have served the city on the council as the first ward alderman, that you chaired the Youth Education and Seniors and Recreation Committees and Police Committee, that you are the co-director, or were the co-director, of Promise Neighborhood, that you ran POPS Fatherhood Initiative, and that prior to running for mayor, you were a co-host, a volunteer co-host radio show host and producer here at WGXC with the Drive Time Show. Do I have it about right? Okay, I know that you had to step back while you were campaigning, but now you can be back on, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited to finally be back with the team. You know, we got a lot coming up for the new year. I'm headed into this new position where I just feel, you know, blessed. It was a hard-fought summer, and I feel like, you know, we got the results that we needed, and I'm just looking forward today to kind of enjoy this honeymoon.
Well, we hope that it will be a long honeymoon, and we're going to do everything we can to pray you through and you know, and help you through as we can do what we can do. We know that you are a trailblazer, a history maker, and a mover and a shaker. And as I was sharing earlier today, you know, there will be resistance anytime you're up to something great. There's going to be some resistance.
Of course.
But you got no quit in you.
Nope, definitely not.
And, you know, you had a really sweet story about how you got to this point with your conversation with your daughter. I think that is so encouraging and inspiring. And, you know, commendations to you as a dad and the relationship that you all have. But can you just relay that? I know you'll never get tired of telling that story, and we don't get tired of hearing it. Can you share that quickly?
Yeah, no, I just, you know, when I was thinking about running, because a lot of people don't really know that this has been, you know, a lifelong dream of mine to be in this position. And when I was thinking about running, I was passing it back and forth with my daughter as, like, I do everything in life. And she, like, was like, you know, it's going to be, gonna be big. People are gonna come after you. They're gonna say things. There's gonna be a lot of stress, and you know, there's gonna be some pros. So she actually went to school. When I dropped her off to school that day, and I picked her up later on in that day, she had a list with her of pros and cons, and she kind of gave me the rundown, and then gave me like her final, you know, vote to say, listen, I think you should do it, because that teaches me, you know, to be fearless and to go after, you know, whatever my dreams are. And that right there in that moment meant so much to me that I was like, all right, we're all in. And, you know, her, and then it was kind of like the theme of my campaign, because a lot of people kept saying, he's too young, he's too young, he's too young. And in that moment, I had someone half my age pointing me in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like how I felt about the city. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you have someone that you can trust that's going to put their all in, that's going to give thought and care to every decision, it doesn't matter their age, they can point you in that right direction.
Well, you know, there's a scripture that says, out of the mouths of babes, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, well, we want to, you know, celebrate and shout your daughter out. She's got her own little radio spot going, too. we want to shout her out and thank her for, you know, encouraging you and for you having ears to hear someone half your age.
Mm-hmm.
is there anything that you want to ask of us? You know, I don't live in Hudson proper. I think they need to do something about that. That 12534 zip code, which is for Hudson, it should encompass all of us, don't you think? But, yeah, is there anything that you would like to say to, you know, our community as you are getting ready to take on this mantle?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, you know, I want to say thank you. Almost 1,300 people came out and, you know, circled my name, and that's got to be one of the most humbling, you know, moments ever to win this election. But also, you know, I want to ask people to stay with me. A lot of time as leaders, you take on this role, and then, you know, when you're fighting for that role, you have an army with you, but then when you get in the position, it's just you. And, you know, I need people to stay with me and make sure that we're doing this together. Our slogan is all hands on deck, you know, so I'm not all-knowing, and, you know, I can't accomplish everything alone, but together we can.
We are better together.
Yes.
We are truly better together, and you are so right, you know, and you speak with words of a wise man. You know, there are a lot of times when, you know, you're getting ready to get into a position, there are people celebrating you, and then you turn around, and when it gets tough and gets rough, you know, the tough and the rough get going, you know, in the opposite direction. But we need people to run to your aid and run to you with open hearts and open minds. So, yeah, I'm glad that I had this chance. I know you're getting ready to go to your swearing in and your family and the friends and, you know, your team and everybody. But I appreciate that you took a few minutes that we could introduce you to our Bright Side listening family, and that they could hear from you for themselves, and they can celebrate with us here from wherever they are, that at 2 p.m. today, this young man, this Black American young man, this man is going to be sworn in as the mayor of the great city of Hudson, the seat of Columbia
Number
County, New York.
Number 87 and the first African American.
Number 87, the first. Wow. Well, we played a song for you earlier, a tribute song, that said that, you know, you all are the answers of prayers of our ancestors. And there are so many. And, you know, as we go into a Black History Month, I'm going to be sharing more about that. But there are so many shoulders here in the city of Hudson, hallelujah, upon which you all stand. And people who have made great sacrifices. And I mean, time, talent, treasure, you know, property, reputation, you know, taking the shots and all of that. And those are the shoulders that you're on. And so we thank God that you all are here. And the old folks that, you know, fought the battle ahead of this time, amen, we're here for you. And we ain't going nowhere. We're here for you. Yes, sir, we're here. All right, my friend, my brother, my mayor, have a wonderful day. We'll see you at the swearing in. Have a wonderful time.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. All right, at the Hudson Hall on Warren Street. Be there or be square. If you can't be there physically, be there in prayer. Enjoy, and God bless. Well, beloved, we are winding down our time, and we just want to shout out a few things. Coming up this month, we will have our annual county community-wide celebration of the birthday of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That will be on Sunday, January 19th, and it will be at the Shiloh Baptist Church at 14 Warren Street here in the beautiful downtown part of Hudson, New York. So if you can join us at 6 p.m. on the 19th, where we will have our annual celebration. It's a wonderful time. It's ecumenical, it's intergenerational, it's multicultural. And I am excited that our keynote speaker this year is coming to us from Missouri, Reverend Darrell Gray, who is a former state senator out of Toronto, actually, in Canada. I mean, sorry, he was in Canada, and then he was a state senator in Kansas, and now he's running for U.S. Senate in Missouri. He's coming to us, and the Lord has just opened so many doors for this to happen. And I want to thank everybody who's involved in getting him here to share with us on this momentous event, celebrating the birth of a liberator and inspirational man of God who inspired people across generations, across the globe, across religious delineations, affiliations, Reverend Dr. King. I want to thank Mr. Quentin Cross for his work in helping us to make this happen, Mr. Michael Howard. And also, I want to thank Mr. Cameron Melville, and so many others. But the Hudson Interfaith Council, Rabbi Dan Freed is our president. I want to thank him for, again, allowing us to head up on this. We have some wonderful things in store. A Micah 6-8 award to one of our graduating seniors, a monetary gift award that is, you know, a little bit of something help with the books. And we also give out for the second year our Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Humanitarian Award to community activists who have sacrificed to promote the cause of pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness for everyone in our community. So come out and share with us if you can. If you are celebrating a birthday this month, we shout you out too and wish you a happy birthday. And may you have many more healthy and happy to come. We're going to get ready to get out of here. And next time you hear us on WGXC 90.7 FM. Pray with me before I even get here, because this old static and non-cooperating equipment, that's got to stop today, right? We're going right back to where we was, where things was rolling nice and smooth and steady. I do decree and I declare. Remember, I don't care how gray your day, I don't care how dark the sky may appear and how low the clouds may hang, the sun is there. The sun is there, and there is a bright side somewhere. We're going to celebrate a bright side at 2 p.m. Get there if you can, at the Hudson Hall in the swearing-in of our 2020 elected officials. I have another song for you all. This one is by Travis Green. I thought I had played it, but I didn't, so here it is. God bless you. God loves you. I love you too. This is him singing Do It Again. Oh, yes, God, do it again.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faith.